Very good morning to all. We need to wait for a while because about 20 of them went down to follow the mana chanting at about 5 o'clock. They start at about 5:30, so a short while more. We wait for a little while more. Actually, the Mahayana, their morning chanting is very good. There is also an evening chanting. 20 years ago, when I come for retreat, I every time join them. So today, actually, I rejoice a lot because there were about 20 of them together with me, 21. You remember that lady in front here, crying and do all the mudra? Actually, she also went down. So at first, when they started, she was shaking over and doing all those things. That one of the, what they call, nun, came and talked to me. Why your student like that one? He said, what happening to her? It's like she's something wrong with her. I said, no, it's okay. Yeah, this is her past, condition her to be like that. Then also there is some energy inside she cannot control. Oh, then she said, okay. Then after that, I just send out a pure wish. May she stabilize her condition. Then after a while, she slowed down. Then become like normal again. I don't know whether she know that. Then the rest, I wish them wisdom. Very, very good for them. Because they were conditioned. And they were all very sincere. One of them is, I really surprised. She not here, Janice. Actually, last time she got a lot of problem. Very, she suffered a lot. Before the Thailand trip also, even at the Thailand trip, end of last year, she got a lot of problem, a lot of personal problem. A very depressed lady. Surprisingly, this trip, she was so quiet, so calm, and so full of joy. And just now there, I saw her. Her heart like opened up, helping people, helping Li Hun's mother. She already more and more sensitive, mindful, and aware of others and the surrounding. Last time, she think a lot, self-centered, caught in the thought. People like that also can change over just a few months. That is fantastic. That's why I got a lot of joy just now when I was down there. That's why the vibration here, the energy here, the stillness here can make a big difference to your nature, to your mind. You only need to have faith, sincerity. Cultivate the faith, sadhā. The spiritual faculty, it will help you a lot. So this retreat, a lot of you may not know, but a lot of things has happened. So while waiting for the rest, what we can do is, we will do the short puja, the Theravada type of puja. Then we wait for Joyce to come back. All your chant is here. We can start the morning chanting actually. Never mind, we do the Theravada Puja. So you compose your mind, recall to mind the great loving kindness, great compassion, and great wisdom of Lord Buddha and Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Just now they were chanting Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, the Heart Sutta, all those things, very good. And the Mahayana chanting is very nice, very soothing, the vibration is very strong. Okay, we do it now, our Theravada. Now we do our Theravada tradition so that they will have a good mix. Thank you. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Suramiraya majjhapamadatthana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to the Buddha. Before we start, you turn to the program sheet, last page. Yeah? There is a little bit of change in the schedule. Oh, they are all back now.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll make some announcement first. I think they are on the way already. So you turn to the program sheet, 4th of May, today, last day. So 6:15 we're supposed to start. So just now, morning puja, we were waiting for Joyce. So she's back now. Turn it a little bit that side. Okay, thanks. The only difference is we have changed the, what they call, morning chanting. So this morning puja will be followed by morning chanting, so that we save some time. Okay. So instead of morning chanting at 8:30 to 9 o'clock, we can save that half an hour. So morning puja followed by morning chanting. That one is 6:15 to 6:45. Then after that, because we need to take out 1 hour for cleaning up the whole place, the toilets, your room, the meditation hall, and whatever place that we have used. So for those who just came, the announcement is your bed pillow, there is a pillow cover. The one you have sleep on before use, you have to take it out before we leave, then fold it and put on top of the pillow, the sleeping pillow, so that they know that one is meant to be washed. The one you don't sleep on, leave it. Then after that, our time, there's a slight change. Instead of 9 to 10:30, we only do 9 to 10. We need half an hour. Then 10 to 11. Okay, we still got time. Q&A. Oh, maybe 10 to 11. The cleaning hour is supposed to be 11:30 to 12:30. Oh, 11 to 12. Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, 11 to 12. Also correct, 10:30. Oh, 10 o'clock, sorry. 10 to 11. So Q&A is cut short half an hour. So thank you. Okay, I repeat. 9 to 10 is formal sitting and walking, and your daily mindfulness training, contemplation. Then 10 to 11 is Q&A and reporting of meditation. Then 11 to 12, you clean up. Clean up and packing. Okay, then 12 to 12:45 is your lunch. After lunch, we have our closing ceremony. So our closing ceremony, we got a little bit of time. So during this time, we will also make our donation, our offering and all those things. Then the closing ceremony will have a few things. There will be a personal sharing, then some feedback from participants, including suggestion from them on how to improve future retreat program. Then you also share your experience and whatever that you want to maybe benefit people. Then the closing Dhamma, I will give you some advice on how to continue developing this cultivation when you return to your normal daily life. Followed by acknowledgement of thanks to those who have made this retreat possible, including the temple people who has allowed us to use this place. And this place has been very conducive. Then we should all rejoice and thank them. Then including the asking for forgiveness from all, especially the Triple Gem. Actually, in the chanting, you already ask, but this one you can ask for forgiveness from all. Then the other one is the closing puja. We will chant one more time, invocation of blessing for the nation and all those things. Then after that, 2:45 to 3, you pack and get ready to check out. Well, the bus will be here early. We need to walk a short distance. The bus cannot come out this time. It's down there. So we need to walk a bit. So if we can finish by 3, we just walk down there. Then the bus will leave. Then you can have your... hopefully they will take you to one or two places. I don't know whether it's for you to buy something from Cameron. That you want to buy. It could be the food market or the market there. Then after that, we will continue our journey home. Then we may have dinner in between somewhere. I was told Sungkai. Yinjan, is it confirmed? Confirmed Sungkai, good. Yuanjiang have been telling us since the pre-retreat that this place is very nice food. So at least after 3 or 4 days of vegetarian, which is good for you, healthy, you get to have a good dinner. Then tomorrow is D-Day. You better go and vote. Because it is your duty to help out so that the country can have a good government. But if you got problem, don't force yourself. But if you can, try your very best to be there. Go early, I was told. Because there is a lot of new registered voters. Then they say, the time they give, they check. They do a simple calculation for certain center. You got less than 1 minute per voter. No? Don't know, less than 10 seconds or 12 seconds per voter, not 1 minute. So they are not so efficient. You go there, you wait at the door, then they ask you for IC, then this fellow check. By the time they check, the time is already out. So if you are late, the polling station is like that. 5 o'clock sharp, stop. I don't know, 5 o'clock or 5:30, I think it's 5 o'clock. They stop everything on. They don't care your queue, how long. You arrive early, you get to vote. After 5 o'clock, cut off point. Then they seal all the box, everything. Then they send it to the main center for counting and all those things. So for those who have not experienced real election fun, this time is a good one. This one you wait 5 years. Last time we waited 4 years only. But I like this election thing and the result, because especially 5 years ago, 2008, I can feel like something is happening at that time. Then I can know like who is going to lose, all the big gun in BN. And really they all lost, like Kosukun, Sami Velu and all those people. So this year also should be very interesting. And the result as they come in, hopefully, our blessings, or our what they call blessing for the nation, will help in many ways. Because it seems they are trying all out to do something to win the government. So whatever they do, if the consciousness has shifted and is strong, and if there is a pure and sincere force, no matter what they do, they cannot win. Unless they are sincere, they want to be righteous, I don't know. Not likely. But not important. We're not supposed to take side or do anything about politics. But the spiritual view is like that. The spiritual view is about righteousness, understand? About sincerity, about virtue, about goodness. So all these things is natural. It doesn't mean that I took an interest and take side. No, because the condition is like that. That's why I flow, I echo, I just do what this nature can do, understand? To help bring about a better country, a better nation, a better consciousness for this world. That is what my nature do. Whoever is the government is no different to me. Provided you are righteous, you will do the right thing for the people, for the good of the many. Means you don't steal, you don't cheat, you don't plunder, you don't create disharmony, misunderstanding, racial problem, and havoc for the country. That is what society wants, isn't it? Otherwise, there's a lot of suffering. Because the suffering may not be immediate. It takes effect later. That's why all your karmic action, you cannot see now, understand? Later, when there is condition, it will manifest and it's very severe. Okay, everybody is back, Is it? Everybody is back? Good. Mi Fong, yes. Yeah. Can. Okay.
We would request, if you can give us some feedback for or areas for improvement. You don't have a form, so if you just take the paper back and write it and put it back at the table. You don't need to write a name or whatever, just how we can improve so we will organize the next meeting.
Yeah, sadhu. That will save us a lot of time. So that I just look through, then we take note, then we share with the rest. Okay, we get Yun Chan and Joyce to help us in the morning chanting. Morning chanting is Bishop 18. Oh, yeah, 18. Turn to page 18, Okay. So we can start our morning chanting. Dedication with dedication of offering, Okay, start.
To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the blessed ones, disciple, who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the blessed one, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one,
to the teaching so completely
explained by him. I bow to the Dhamma.
The blessed
one's disciple who have practiced well. I bow to the Sangha.
Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to the Blessed One, noble and perfectly enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, noble and perfectly enlightened One. Homage to the Blessed, noble and perfectly enlightened One.
Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the worlds. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and human. He is awake and holy. In this world where is God, demons and kind spirits, its seekers and sages, celestial and human beings. He has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and conventions. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth.
Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the blessed ones' disciples who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practice with integrity. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed one disciple. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to the Sangha. I bow my head to the Sangha.
Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure, with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly will corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I revere, the teaching of the Lord like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revere, this solution should be made to that which is worthy, through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way leading out of delusion, coming and directly to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this. Birth is dukkha, aging is dukkha, and death is dukkha. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are dukkha. Association with the dislike is dukkha. Separation from the light is dukkha. Not attaining one's wishes is dukkha. In brief, the five focuses of the grasping mind are dukkha. These are as follows: identification with the body, identification with feelings, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructs his disciple in just this way. In addition, he further instructed: Rupam anicca, vedanam anicca, sanya anicca. anicca, sankhara anicca, vijnanam aniccam, rupam anatta, vedana anatta, sanna anatta, sankhara anatta, vijnanam anatta, sabbe sankhara anicca, sabbe dhamma anatta te. Te mayam otinaha jatya jamaranana.
We chant the English one. Yeah, this one we chant the English. Yeah?
All of us are bound by birth, aging and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair. Bounded to dukkha and obstructed by dukkha, let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The blessed one who long ago attained parinibbana is our refuge. So far the Dhamma and the Sangha, attentively we follow the pathway of the Blessed One with all of the mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering.
Okay, before we continue, there's one part. Let's turn back to page 23. This part, a lot of people don't understand. That's why I always told you about karmic obstruction. You remember? There is this line on top. After bound by birth, aging, death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. Then bound by dukkha and obstructed by dukkha. Understand? This is karmic obstruction. That's why if you don't understand this, you cannot break. This one, you must ask for forgiveness. Then be sincere. Cultivate wholesomeness, goodness, avoid all evil. Then make aspiration to free from the karmic obstruction. It can be applied to many aspects of your life. You can use it to help your loved ones, your good friend or your parents or whoever too. So this one, hopefully, you all can understand later. Those who have followed my class, they know how to apply and appreciate this, because I have used this to help many people. It's just part of nature's law. I got no magic. You help yourself. I only share with you the secret of life, nature's law. Okay, turn back to the next page. This one we also chant, although it's for the monk.
Remembering the Blessed One, the Noble Lord, and perfectly enlightened One, who long ago attained parinibbana, we have gone forth with faith from home to homelessness. And like the Blessed One, we practice the holy life, being fully equipped with the bhikkhu system of training. May this holy life lead us to the end of the world mass of suffering.
Okay, we don't have to meditate. After this, we will have our meditation. So we do the closing puja, following the Pali version. So this time you won't get wrong, it's written there.
Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddham Bhagavatam Ahivademi Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhamman Namasami.
Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghaṃ Namāmi. Okay. So now it's 6:50, eh? You still got about 40 minutes to meditate, eh? So I think you all can proceed with the meditation, eh? You try to sit because not that long, eh? Then if you really find that very difficult after so many days, maybe you can walk a little bit, eh? Or just relax, stand there and contemplate, eh? You just silence your mind. When you maintain silence, a lot of things can come to be. Then for the benefit of those who were this morning at the chanting there, Mahayana temple, I rejoice with you all. I counted 20 of you all there, almost half the class. Sadhu to you all. Actually, they were there very early, most of them. A lot of them were there at about 5 o'clock. Then later, a few more join us. But it's a very good way of training the mind, because their way of morning chanting is very good. The vibration from the drum, the bell, and the way you realize or not that chief monk, when he hit the big bowl, he is very mindful, you know. Although every time he hit, then he stabilized the vibration. Then this hand always rub his face, you realize that? He has this habit, I think. But it's very good, because each and every monk or nun, they got their role to play. There is one who sit there and hit the drum and ting the bell, don't even walk on. But the chief monk is the one with the big bowl, with the big, what they call, that wood, very big one. But he is so skillful, I think he has done it so many times. That's why the mindfulness is developed, understand? Then he know how to hit at the right rhythm and the right response. Then he also chant. Then after that, I think the chanting was very good. Towards the end was Hat Sutta, you know, Sing Ching. Then after that, we chant Namo Kwan Sing Pusa, we follow the chief monk round. So it was very good, very wholesome. But there were a few things that happened, do you all know? Just now I told them. Actually, I was full of joy. That's why I sent my pure wish, yeah? Then I rejoiced. I wish you all wisdom. Soon as possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then also there's one lady, the nun. She came and talked to me. At first I thought she want me to go and join them and do the thing. I said, never mind, I listen from the heart. Oh, she said, I know. You got one student, is it? Something wrong with her. I think it was our sister here. But no problem. I told her no. Her past like that one. There is some energy moving. She got no control. But I told her not to resist. Just let it out. Then I say it's okay. Oh, then she confident. She went back. Because when she started, it's like you haven't seen her. You scared one. You think somebody not right one. Then after that, I sent a pure wish. I say may she recover from this state and regain back stable consciousness. I was very surprised. Immediately I made the aspiration, she started to slow down. Then after that, become very quiet. I don't know whether she realized or not. Because when she started, that nun was next to her. That nun quickly come and see me. What happened to you? This student, is it? Got problem. I said, no problem. She is normal. Her past is like that. Then she do this type of thing. But I said, I told her not to resist. Just let it out. Otherwise, you cannot understand. Then I send the pelvis. Oh, then she stabilized. I cannot do it every time when I tell you. I must have condition. Understand? Don't come and say, but you can do it, do for me. You forget about it. If there is no condition, this nature don't do anything on it. You can be my best friend or my loved one, also no use. Understand? But when you start to show sincerity, then you create the condition. The other one that I had was Janice. Where is Janice? Janice, where are you? Huh? She not here. Huh? Oh, still there. Oh, sadhu to her. Anyway, yeah? You just let her know. I rejoice with her. She changed a lot. The first time I saw her, she was very, very emotional, sad, and full of suffering. Not only physical, mental suffering. Then she got paid. Then she joined us for the Thailand trip. At that time also, sometimes good, sometimes bad, cry and all those things. But finally, the condition was that she has some past, good and bad. But the good one got a little bit connected to my nature. So that's why a lot of things like coincidence. Then I was able to advise her. Then surprisingly, she changed. She calmed down. Then last few months, especially this retreat, I was very surprised. She was like a lot more happier. Last time her face very sad, one a lot of problem. Then not only that, now her heart like open up. Last time she caught in her thought one, suffer a lot inside. Now she like more happy, more sensitive, very, very willing to help people. Do you know she helped Lee Hoon's mother? Huh? She went and wanted to try to help you, put her socks on, don't know what. Very good. No? She was standing there actually, listening to a vibration in the chanting. I was so surprised. No? Earlier on, Lee Hoon's mother was next to her. Then later on, Lee Hoon's mother went over to the other side. Then she actually so sensitive. She saw her don't have socks. She go take something. At first I thought, what is she doing? So I was observing her. Oh, then I saw her do that. I full of joy. That's why I also sent her a pure wish. I say, I rejoice with the wholesomeness. May this wholesomeness pave the way for you to continue to have this good nature, so that you will progress along the path of Dhamma easily. That's why without the evil root, you will do very well. Understand? Not? Without the anger, the hatred, the negativity. Last time is a lot of unhappiness. Easily get angry. Easily just hit out at people, cry. Then sometimes blame herself, suffer a lot. And actually it's a hell of a serious one. Some of them who follow us to Thailand, they know. So people were quite worried about her condition. Then earlier on also, during that trip, some of them told me there were one or two which they know in previous trip created a lot of problem. I said, never mind. Then on that trip, surprisingly, no problem. Then they came and talked to me. I explained to them. Then after they hear my explanation, I think they also start to see the whole group is so different. That's why it can influence others. It can make them, your vibration help, understand? Your good nature help. So for those who really sincerely want to cultivate, you must have good nature. Open up your heart. That's why I say, feel for others. Don't only selfishly think of yourself, feel for yourself, understand? Be sensitive even to your children, your loved one, your parents, your brother, sister, and all your colleagues or friends. Be kind, be gentle, pleasant, have goodness of heart, goodness of mind. you will have good life. Everybody will love you. One more thing I realize, this will help you all a lot. Some of you are too serious, your face, when you meditate. Learn to smile, radiant, happy inside, just rejoice. Then learn to have smile, radiant. When you have this heart that has joy, happiness, or when you radiate a radiant smile, naturally your body physical relax. Well, when there is joy, the tension just go off, just release by itself. Next time you remember that and you try. That's why when you meditate, you will smile, there will be a lot of joy. Then that joy will bring about a lot of good state of mind. Then you can also radiate metta, you cannot smile. Well, when you radiate metta, you know what happened or not? It opens up your heart. This is the sharing, this is the giving. You wish people well-being and happiness. Understand? And there is care for people, feeling for people. And that is the opening of this heart so that the selfishness less and less, so that you have more and more goodness, more and more kindness. Understand? This is the real cultivation, you know. Ultimately, when you have developed the Dhamma, you will be more and more kind, more and more gentle, and more compassionate. This is the real cultivation. Finally, it's only virtue. Virtue, you know what or not? Virtue, absence of evil, all the goodness, all the kindness. You will be full of gratitude, contentment, generosity, kindness. Then very, very helpful, sensitive. A very, very nice person. People can feel you. When you are sincere, they can feel you. So this is what Dhamma is all about. Dhamma is not just about seriously meditate, 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 you think you enlighten. After that, when your heart is so cold, how to enlighten us? When your heart is still so locked up inside with selfishness and all things, how to enlighten? You have to open up. That's why you go and contemplate the Dhamma, silent your mind and be with the entire nature, entire existence, so that you embrace them all, so that there is no division between you and the universe. Man and nature is one, the oneness. Once you have more and more of this, your heart open up, the Sakaya Ditti, the self-conceit, the self-delusion, Sakaya Ditti, will soften, then they will lose its potent to delude you, to cause you to grasp and cling and hold to this personality. Then your mind is like very different. And then the Dhamma very easily go in, the spiritual faculty very easily go in. Then your understanding will be there. Then you awaken very fast. Then everything is beautiful, everything is meaningful. There is so much joy in the cultivation itself, in the practice, in the living of life, in the communication and interaction with people, with environment, with fellow living beings and the rest. So this is what Dhamma is all about, understand? Not just thinking that I only need to meditate, meditate, meditate. Then read up a lot of knowledge, heart not open, not much use, understand? That's why Mahayana way is different. They are very full of faith. They chant, the vibration go in, they're very sincere. They chant until they're very mindful, they walk until they're very mindful. Then as they go about living their life with that type of state of mind and mindfulness, they are heedful actually. Then if they're really serious and attentive, a lot of Dhamma contemplation can make them very wise. They can also enlighten us. So all these are skillful means to bring about wisdom and understanding. So now you understand, you know how to cultivate. That's why what I teach you is not from the book. You cannot find the book. how to open up your heart. The Dhamma book will go tell you. Don't go and open it up like a doctor. That one is different. Open means spiritually your heart is open. Your heart is like in Mandarin is it very white, yeah, 很宽, san liang. What is san liang? English translation is what? Very kind, yeah? 很善良. But the Mandarin word is very nice. I like that word. When I speak that word, I understand the meaning. But I don't know how to translate into English. Actually, the English word is, you need many words to make that meaning. Kindness, goodness, all the virtue is there. 好善良, 很善良. 好善良, sorry. My Cantonese is no good. 善良, 不是善良. 善良 is the bride. 善良, 善是行善, 良是什么? No, not cooling. 良心, 良心, 有良心, 对, that two words, 善 is like merits, virtue, very kind, very, 很善良. then 良心, 也要良心, means you got a conscience inside there, you cannot do wrong thing. So a person with that 善良心, is a very good person, very kind, very understanding, very gentle, very pleasant, with a lot of goodness. That is the heart you must have. 很善良. If you can be 善良, you have the Dhamma already. All the selfish people cannot 善良. Understand? That one is 自私心. Understand? 自私, selfish. Okay, I don't want to take up too much of your time. You meditate, then we go for breakfast. You got 10 to 12 minutes. Oh no, 20 over minutes. Good. Okay, I leave it to you to meditate. for those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, you can slowly come out, then you can go for your breakfast. Breakfast is 7:30 to 8:30, you got quite a bit of time. So you want to meditate a bit more, it's okay. Yeah. Otherwise, you get ready, pay your respect, then go for breakfast. Then 8:30, we assemble back here. Thank you.
to the